This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. It's your weekly blitz with Chris, keeping you in the game.
This episode is brought to you by Shop Marketing Pros, the experts in marketing for top-tier auto repair shops. If you're running a successful shop and want to take it to the next level, Shop Marketing Pros is without a doubt your best option. From websites and SEO to social media and digital ads, Shop Marketing Pros helps shop owners just like you and me fill our bays, grow our revenue, and build the life we've been working for. If you're ready to take the guesswork out of your marketing, I want you to visit shopmarketingpros.com/Chris to get a free digital marketing inspection and start building the shop of your dreams today. When I got up this week, my full intention was we're going to do, I think, series episode number 8. I've got it ready. I've got it written. I just need to record it. And then the week unfolded. So if you're expecting that, you're going to have to wait until next week, because this week I've had a couple of 3 things happen that I want to talk about. They've all been important to me, but it's something I want to talk about, and I wanted to go ahead and talk about it right now. Give you a little break from the series, but this week's episode, we're going to call it The Wire, The Visits, and The Elite. I'm going to start with a quote by Buddha, and the quote is, "The trouble is you think you have time." You know, I'm coming to you not just as a business coach, but as a man who's been doing some real thinking. I want to talk about a video that's been making the rounds on social media. I've seen it before, but it never had the effect it had on me until this week. Piper's visiting for a couple of weeks before she heads to Germany. And I think the thought of everything with her being here just kind of got to me, and it really hit me in the feels. So maybe you've seen it. It's a man. He could be my age. He could be a little bit younger. He could be older. He's sitting there. He's quietly. He's holding a spool of wire. And he looks up at his wife, and he starts talking about, you know, he's had that spool of wire since he was a young man. And now as he looks at what's left on it, there's barely any wire remaining. And you can see that he started thinking about life and thinking about how much time he had when he's younger. And now, you know, he's on the downhill slide of that. And he doesn't really have to say much. He doesn't have to, I don't think. You know, you can see it in his eyes. Time is moving, and he's no longer on the front end of that spool, if you can think about it. And so, gosh, the image and everything, it kind of rocked me because I saw myself in it. I see all of you in it. And I was sitting there thinking about me in his place with my spool of wire with Piper or Kimberly. You know, we start our lives thinking there's so much wire, there's so much time to chase dreams, build businesses, raise our kids, make an impact. But eventually we realize the spool isn't infinite. And the question becomes, what are we doing with what's left? Are we spending it on the things that truly matter? Are we just spinning our wheels, or are we actually creating something that lasts? And that spool doesn't lie, and it doesn't rewind. Like, it's gone. When you cut off a 3-foot section of wire and use it, you can't bring it back and put it back and do a knot and put it back on the spool. I think the other thing that bothered me the most was, you know, he was talking to his wife and he was having this profound moment, and she kind of dismissed the whole thing or wasn't paying attention. And she started complaining about the hat that he was wearing. That part of it's just like, you know, we all have our things that we're going through and thinking about. And everybody else is just kind of living on their dreams and moving forward. And we're not spending too much time thinking about what's going on with others. And maybe we should stop a little bit and listen some more. Listening is a hard skill as a coach, as a person individually. It's really hard for me to settle down and listen. I'm much better at it as a coach because I can put my coach hat on and I can sit and listen and focus on what's going on. But if you just ran into me on the street and started telling me a story about you and your kids, I would be a terrible listener. And I'm trying to get better. But I'm 52 years old, and I've been trying to get better for a long time and just keep doing it. This next part is about visits. As I've gotten older, and I know many of you listening are in the same stage of life maybe, I've started measuring time differently, or I've started thinking about time differently. Not in days or weeks or even years, but I measure time in visits now. Thank goodness my dad's still around. But realistically, how many more visits do I have with him? Maybe 2 a year. Maybe he's got 10 more years. I don't know. Hopefully more than that. But if we do the math on that, that's 20 visits. Like, I'll see my dad 20 more times before I can't visit him and see him anymore. And I think when you start thinking about life like that, everything changes. Time with our kids. You know, those everyday moments aren't every day. They're disappearing. Piper's headed off to Germany in less than 3 weeks. So when I think about that, do I have 2 visits per year with her for the next, if I'm lucky, 25 years? That's 50 visits, which sounds like a lot, but what if I just get one per year? Then it's just 25. You know, I know we've all said, I'll do it later. I'll go visit next month. I'll make it to the game next time. But how many times do we really have? If you're like me, the realization doesn't make you sad. I mean, it makes me sad, but hopefully it makes you more intentional. Hopefully it lights some sort of a fire. Maybe it makes you want to put the phone down when your daughter walks into the room. Maybe it makes you show up fully when you're with the people who really matter. And if you drifted off course, this is your nudge to come back. So counting minutes is okay, but I need you to start making the visits count. And so this last one comes from a text that Brian Walker sent me. I've been watching his amazing fitness journey, sent him a text, and the text he sent back was about being elite and what it meant to him. And I'm still trying to figure out exactly what being elite means to me. But I wanted to, instead of being like a downer with those first two, I kind of wanted to bring it up a little bit and elevate it. So I want you to think about being elite. And I want to talk about being elite. Not average, not pretty good, not just enough. You know, we have a very good repair shop for what we're doing in Firestone of Durango, but we don't have a great repair shop. We don't have an elite repair shop. And I mean elite. And when I think elite, I think all caps, bold letters, different font, E-L-I-T-E. I know in today's world, that word gets twisted. People throw shade at the elite. People are mad at the one percenters. They're mad at the five percenters. They're mad at this. They're mad at that. Fine. Be mad or be elite. Like, I think you've made a decision in your life that you'd rather just be pissed off and gripey about everybody else instead of controlling what you can do and instead of controlling your outcomes. You know, being elite isn't about looking down on others. It's about refusing to settle. It's about striving for greatness in every part of your life. Want to be an elite dad? That means you're fully present, setting the example, teaching not just the words, but with action. Want to be an elite spouse? Show up, support, communicate. Want to be elite with your health? Get up, move, fuel your body for the work it has to do. And most of all, because we don't want to forget you, let's talk to my shop owners and leaders out there. Be elite as an auto repair shop owner. That means more than just fixing cars. It means building a shop culture that your techs and service advisors love to be part of. It means creating a business that serves your community, not just your bottom line. It means understanding your numbers, leading your team, doing the hard things when they need to be done. Being elite is staying ahead on training. It's investing in your advisors. It's running a DVI like it actually matters because it does. It's not waiting until things break down. It's being proactive, intentional. It's being strategic. It's caring about the details because those details separate you from the person down the street who's just punching the clock. Being elite means your name gets passed around because people trust you, because they know your shop is different in the best way possible. Let the others complain. Let the others stay average. You, I want you to choose elite in your shop and in your life. You only get one spool. You only get so many visits. So while you're here, be great. Be elite at what you do. Be an elite human being. If today's message sparks something in you, I want you to go share it. I want you to leave a review. I want you to send it to a friend who needs to wake up and wire up. I'm Coach Chris Cotton. Until next time, stay sharp, stay strong, and always be elite. I'd like to give another shout out to our sponsor, Shop Marketing Pros. They're the only marketing company I recommend, and they handle all of the marketing for my own shop as well. If you're serious about growth, you need strategies that actually work, better websites, higher Google rankings, and ads that bring real customers through your doors. I want you to go visit shopmarketingpros.com/Chris and partner with a team that understands your business, because every great shop deserves marketing that's just as great. Remember, it's time to rise, grind, and keep your mindset positive. Until next time, this is Coach Chris Cotton signing off. Have a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to the Weekly Blitz with Coach Chris Cotton on the AftermarketRadioNetwork.com. Follow Chris on your favorite podcast listening app. Let him know what you'd like him to cover. His email is in the show notes. Chris is all for advancing the aftermarket.